what I asked him, what brought you to this area? In 1968 or 69,
we decided that we wanted to bring our children out to the mountains to learn to ski at higher altitudes in different snow. Our children had all learned to ski in Michigan at Boyne Mountain, but they never experienced real mountain skiing. So we took them to Sun Valley, we took them to Park City, we took them to Alta, and then we came to Vail, and we found that Vail was what we wanted, and as a result, we bought a condominium in Vail in, I guess, 1969.
I can remember right after you became vice president, seeing your name in our phone book,
right.
And that was quite a thrill. I realized you had a condominium up here, and then you came into Beaver Creek later.
Well, we bought a condominium in the lodge, in the new wing of the lodge, and that was a three-bedroom, three-bath condominium. Then eventually, 4 years ago, we bought a lot here in Beaver Creek and built a house. We eventually traded our condo in the lodge for a condo in the Vail Village Inn in the new area there. But that condo is strictly a real estate investment. The house you're in here in Beaver Creek is a residence, and that's where we spend all our time.
How much time do you spend here?
We spend 4 months of the summer, from June 1st to about October 1st. Then we are here about a month in the winter time, off and on, Christmas, New Year's, March for the World Cup. So overall, we're here in the Vail Valley 5 months a year.
Would you like to spend more time, or you think that's about right?
I think it's about right. We get the best of the summer vacation period, and we get the good snow in the wintertime.
What does life, our time spent in the mountains here, mean to you?
It's a combination of the natural beauty. We think the mountains here in the Vail Valley are fantastic in their beauty. We also like the particular sports that are available. We like skiing, our children, and now our grandchildren enjoy skiing. We like golf, or I like golf, and with five really first-class golf courses now, the Vail Valley is I happen to believe, the golfing mecca of the Rocky Mountains.
It is beautiful up here.
Well, you've got five outstanding golf courses, and I don't think any other mountain area has anything comparable to that. Then, lastly, we like the people up here, the locals. People in Vail, Beaver Creek. Over almost 20 years, we've made some very close personal friends, and we enjoy that kind of personal relationship.
That brings up a question about how has your presidency affected your relations with people up here since you became president?
I don't think it's changed at all. Our friends before we became president are our friends today. And our friends while we were president are our friends now. So our friendships have been over and above whatever political office we have.
What is this the single most important thing to you living up here? Is there one thing that you could say that's more important than anything else?
I don't think there's one specific activity, relationship, or otherwise that we enjoy the most. We like it as a total living experience, which means the environment, the people. It's an ideal place to spend 5 months a year.
It sure is. Do you foresee anything as a great concern in living in this area in the next decade?
Are you talking about problems?
Problems. Something that that would be of a major concern in the next decade for life at the high altitudes.
I can only speak about the Vail Valley. I'm not an expert on any other area. Vail has been properly developed. I think Eagle Vail has gotten a little out of control. Avon is at a very critical point whether they're going to manage the growth. Beaver Creek certainly the plans are good to maintain a certain environment. I just hope that as population increases here in the Vail Valley, we don't overgrow it and destroy some of the beautiful nature that's here, the mountains, the streams, the lakes. These are priceless heritages that we've got to make sure we don't destroy.
This is always in the concern of everybody.
Yeah. I happen to believe in growth, but I wanted control of growth.
That's interesting, because I feel similar, that in other words, we need to access the public lands of people.
Right.
That we need to select the areas where they need to be grown and do it well, and not let it sprawl into the other areas.
Well, we can look back at this whole area being sheep ranches, but I happen to believe it's improved with what's happened. But let's not go overboard and destroy it. Because of the development of the last 22 years, a lot more people have been able to enjoy the blessings of these mountains and streams. But let's make sure we don't destroy them in the process.
Are there any other things that you feel strong enough you'd like to make a statement about the concerning life in the mountains?
That's the fundamental bottom line, and I'm a growth person. I believe in growth. I'm opposed to no growth, but it has to be managed in a responsible way.
Thank you very much.